Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount is a collection of Jesus' teachings and sayings that were put together by the author to show us some of the profound wisdom of Jesus. And this little passage is incredibly profound, and I've been pondering it all week. And Jesus was straightforward and to the point. He said it the way it was, didn't mince any words. So we hear from Matthew 17. Enter by the narrow gate. The wide gate puts you on the spacious road to damnation, and many take it. But it's a small gate, a narrow road that leads to life, and only a few find it. It's a word from our Gospels today. The lives that we are living right now are the consequence of hundreds of choices that we have made in our past and make every day. And where we are today in our lives is because of the choices we have made in the past. Where we end up in life is the result of the choices we make right now. And when we were children, other people made our choices for us. But from about 16 years on, we have made the choices that have brought us to the place where we are right now today, right in this moment. Were there circumstances beyond our control where our choices did appear limited and we felt we had to make certain choices? Of course there were. Even though we still had choices. We've always had choices. At the very least, we can choose how to respond to our circumstances and what we do in our circumstances. Which means we cannot blame anybody else for where we are today. There's nobody to blame. We have made the choices to get ourselves here. If we've made good choices or relatively good choices throughout our lifetimes, we might be relatively content with our lives. If we, though, felt restricted in the choices we could make, or we made some very bad choices, we have hopefully either learned from those choices and moved on from them, or we just become discontent with our lives. Many of us in our lives today live on autopilot, making the same choices over and over and over again every day. We're either too bored or too beaten down, or too comfortable to think seriously about making other choices in our lives. Our choices then just become mundane and rote, leading to the same thing day after day after day. And we begin to think this is what it's always going to be or was meant to be, which is not true. The challenge is, if we want something further down the road, something different in our future, we have to realize that the choices have to be made today, that we have to make course corrections to go another direction and make them consciously, to look at our lives and say, I want to change what happens in the future, therefore I have to make a different choice today. What path do we want to take moving forward? So that's what Jesus is speaking about today in this short passage. He is totally aware, cognizant of how people lead their lives without a lot of intention and without a lot of correction in their lives. And he speaks about the roads we choose to take in life, and more particularly, where we're going to end up if we keep taking those roads. It's a narrow gate and road, he says, that leads to life. And a very wide gate and road that leads, he says, to, in this passage, damnation or destruction. It's a wide road to destruction. And the road, however, to destruction, he says, is actually the one that most people travel. That wide road. Why, if one leads to life and the other leads to destruction, would so many more people take the wide road? Perhaps just because it's easier. Once you get in with the crowd, you stick with the crowd. It's more obvious, attractive, mainstream, that wide road. 10 years ago, this past fall, I went to Europe with a few other people. And we got into Edinburgh, and we got our vehicle, and I was the designated driver because everybody else was afraid to drive on the other side of the car, on the other side of the road, with a standard vehicle. Me, I love standards, I love to drive, and so I was happy to be the driver. Except on a few of those little Scottish roads when you had to pass somebody and there was hardly any room. Yeah, to a signal light, yeah. Anyways, so all was well in Scotland as I was driving. Well, I did make attempt to make a few turns into traffic, but I was yelled at before I got too far. And all went well until I got back to London, England, where we were going to drop off the vehicle at the airport and take the tube downtown to spend a couple days in London. And lo and behold, I came upon an 8-lane turnaround going the other way than I'm used to, with multiple exits. And I'm like, I was never so scared driving in my life, getting to that turnabout. I must have gone around 2 or 3 times or more. Oh, yeah, I must have gone around 3 or 4 times until I was able to get into the lane to take the exit. It was nerve-wracking. I still get anxious talking about it today. It seemed almost impossible to get where I needed to be to take that exit off the turnabout, and I was really stressed trying to get off there. It was way easier to drive around in all of that traffic, around and around and around, than to get off on the exit to be where I needed. It's a little bit like that in our culture today. It's way easier to stick with the crowd and go with the flow than to take another path entirely. That's why we don't take them. The wide road is really the only option we can see. We consider an alternative lifestyle not only unorthodox, but rather foolish. Why would someone choose something other than what everyone else seems to want in the world? Why would you? There are very few models for the narrow road. There are some, though. They're really often very humble people, so they're not that noticeable. And seeing our way to follow this lifestyle is really not very easy. It's hard to choose an alternative lifestyle in this culture. It takes a lot of imagination and faith to see another path toward a good life. If others have what we think is adequate for a good life, we're just going to continue pursuing that as well. It's the only model we really have in a capitalist society. We are rewarded and supported for doing what others are doing. Not so much if we choose something completely out of the mainstream. So few people even do it or think it is of any value to choose another way. Yet Jesus says, the narrow path is the one that leads to life, to real life, not a facsimile of what life could be. It's an alternative to the wide road, this narrow road lifestyle. And what is that path, that narrow path? Well, Jesus modeled it. It's a non-attachment to material things. It's caring for each other compassionately, promoting justice for the poor and the lost, building community around us, supportive community. It's simple living, being ourselves, truth-telling, living in harmony with creation. Most importantly, it's about taking time with God to be intimately connected in a way that gives us the strength to choose differently than those who take the wide road. If the wide road is about acquiring stuff, upward mobility, competition, busyness, living comfortably, then the narrow path is actually the opposite. It's downsizing. It's downward mobility. It's identifying with the poor and the weak. It's not comparing ourselves to anybody else, but working for the good of all, seeking spiritual enrichment rather than material wealth. That's the narrow road few people take. The wide path, Jesus said, is destructive, and we can see it very well in the world today. Humans destroying each other, the earth, themselves. It seems pretty clear that we're on a wide road to destruction. We are imploding as societies. This world that we have right now was not and is not inevitable. It wasn't meant to be this way. It's only one of the many possibilities of the way the world could have been. We chose to build this world. We as human beings created exactly what we chose. We can therefore change it. The narrow path brings healing and restoration, builds bridges, seeks peace and joy. It is love for all people. The Trappist monk Thomas Merton once said that the rush and pressure of modern life are a form, perhaps the most common form, of its innate violence. To allow oneself to be carried away by a multitude of conflicting concerns, to surrender to too many demands, to commit oneself to too many projects, to want to help everyone in everything is to succumb to violence, he said. We don't have to succumb to this violence, to destruction, to a pseudo life when there's so much more. That's the result that we get from choosing the wide path. It seems right and good and life-giving until you get a taste of the real life. Then you know that the wide road is a shadow of what we could be living. A life that is more loving and life-giving and joy-inducing and real. We don't need to leave our lives to start choosing another path. We need to make different decisions than we're making right now. We can take small steps in another direction that change the directions of our lives and of the world. Set a different course that is life-affirming and less destructive. Each of us, every day, can make a little choice consciously to do something different. Henry David Thoreau wrote, "It's not enough to be busy. Ants are busy." What are we busy about? We can make choices today that create a better life for tomorrow. Here's some questions that we could ask ourselves. How much time do I spend helping to improve others' lives? How much time do I spend with God in prayer, reflection, contemplation? How faithful am I with my resources? Do I spend wisely? Do I share my resources with others? How often do I actually sit down and consider all of my choices and then make course corrections for my life? How am I taking care of creation? And on what do I spend this valuable life, my valuable time while I'm here? How do I spend it? All of these questions can help us to evaluate the path we're on. Can we make an effort to get out of the wide path, to get out of the crowd and out of the roundabout, to pursue a narrow path, a narrower path at least? And do we even want to? Because it's entirely up to us. It's not easy. We're free. We don't have to choose the narrow path because we're not forced to. It's a choice we actually have to make. Jesus simply points the way for us. we get to choose. Let's take a moment for reflection.